This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It wasn't until this date in 1845 that Americans observed the first uniform election day. Up to that point, citizens in some 9 states were not able to cast their ballot in presidential elections. However, that all changed in 1845, and this meant that the first major election in which every white male in every state got to vote was 3 years later in 1848 for president in a race between Zachary Taylor, Lewis Cass, and Martin Van Buren. By the way, Taylor won. And it was on this date in 1879 that James Ritty in Dayton, Ohio, patented the cash register, mainly as a way to combat stealing by bartenders in his saloon. After opening his first saloon in 1871, billing himself as a dealer of pure whiskeys, fine wines, and cigars, he noticed that some of the employees were pocketing the customers' money. 7 years later, while it was still very much on his mind, he was taking a trip to Europe and became fascinated by a mechanism that counted how many times the ship's propeller went around. And along with his brother John, somehow was able to use that same theory on a design to record cash transactions. His third design worked, and it was known as Ritty's Incorruptible Cashier. He later opened a small factory in Dayton to manufacture the cash registers, but though it went out of business, he was able to sell the patent to investors, including John Patterson, who founded the National Cash Register Company. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.